Good morning, Green Bay Packers fans. Welcome to Railbird Central at Cheesehead TV. I'm your host, Brian Caribou. Joined this morning by our live blog director, JB Jors. We're talking some Packers football. Packers season's over, but we're staying strong. Got a lot to talk about today. Title of the show, Super Bowl, Senior Bowl, Pro Bowl. It's bowl week, I guess. Normally that'd be reserved for like college football, all these bowls. But yeah, a lot to get to today. But we're going to start by talking about Aaron Rodgers today. The Packers quarterback was in the news. And there was an article in today's JS Online, the website of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. And I believe this article also appeared in the Journal Sentinel's Packer Plus publication, a weekly publication. They come out, it's on newsstands in Wisconsin. I don't know, maybe elsewhere, but Wisconsin for sure. There's an article about the leadership of Aaron Rodgers and calling it into question a little bit, or at least pointing out that there has been holes poked in Aaron Rodgers' leadership capabilities, or the way he goes about trying to be a leader, or people questioning Rodgers' leadership ability. And it starts with a little bit of a story here. An incident, I don't want to, incident has like a negative connotation. A scene that happened inside the Packers locker room on the day after the Packers lost in the playoffs to the San Francisco 49ers in the divisional round of the NFL playoffs. It was the last day of media availability for the entire season. And what I just want to do is read the beginning of this article by reporter Rob Reichel, who we've had on the show before here at Railbird Central. So just hang with me while I read a couple paragraphs. I'm not going to take long, but it sets the scene for the rest of the article. Here we go. It begins. Their season had been done approximately 14 hours. Aaron Rodgers, one of the leaders of the Green Bay Packers, sat alone at his locker, staring aimlessly around the room. Rodgers was asked if he'd talk about the season that just ended. Nope, Rodgers said. Instead, Rodgers began eavesdropping on an interview linebacker Desmond Bishop was conducting. After each question, Rodgers made a snide remark about the queries loud enough for anyone within earshot to hear. I can't believe they'd ask that, Rodgers said. Nice question, he said another time. Finally, doing his best Drew Rosenhaus, Rodgers bellowed, next question. Instead of preparing for the NFC Championship game, Rodgers was now critiquing reporters. It's this type of leadership that had some taking shots at the 2011 Most Valuable Player this season. End of transcription here for me, transcribing the article by Rob Reichel. It continues and it goes on. The article goes on to point out, again, the holes that have been poked in Aaron Rodgers' leadership from those outside the Packers organization. And it is important to point out that these are outside the Packers organization. Of course, notably, the agent of JerMichael Finley saying Rodgers is not a great leader. The Twitter comments of Greg Jennings' sister, saying that other quarterbacks in the NFL like Peyton Manning and Tom Brady would be a whole lot better in the Packers offense than Aaron Rodgers is. There were the comments of Shannon Sharpe on CBS questioning Rodgers' leadership. I can't remember if those are all the instances, but those are certainly some of the more prominent ones. I think that there was also Skip Bayless on ESPN, comments pointed out by him. But of course, that's Skip Bayless to Skip Bayless. I'm not sure anybody puts a whole lot of stock into what he says regardless. But the point being, there is kind of this mounting evidence, if you will, against the leadership strategies of Aaron Rodgers. And I guess here's my opinion on it, the thing that I wanted to share. And my opinion here is mainly limited to the new, scene being told in the Packers locker room in which Aaron Rodgers was critiquing reporters. And I thought that was in very poor taste by Aaron Rodgers. And he did do it in a joking fashion. He wasn't being serious, but I thought it was in poor taste because of the scene that was, because it was the day after the Packers lost in the NFL playoffs, because it was the last day of media availability for the whole season. And you would think that Aaron Rodgers, the captain of the team, would speak one last time. And Aaron Rodgers, I'm not alone in criticizing him here. As I remember it here, there wasn't a single starter on the entire Packers defense who agreed to be interviewed for the final day of media availability, which I thought was in very poor taste as well. Come on, Packers. It's the final one. You know, man up, get over yourselves, talk about a loss, and move on for the rest of the season. It's not that hard. That's part of your job. And seeing as it's the last time, you think they could man up one last time and do that. But for Aaron Rodgers to decline the interview and then, you know, sit there and joke around, you know, jokingly critiquing reporters, I thought was in poor taste. Now, is this the worst thing that's ever happened ever? Far from it. And as I noted before, there hasn't been any criticisms of Aaron Rodgers from within the Packers locker room, from within, you know, by other players. And even if there were concerns, it would be kind of a hard thing to do. There aren't many players that are going to criticize a teammate in the media, whether they stay anonymous or not, just because everybody knows how much of a brouhaha that would create. Because it would be a media frenzy over that kind of story. So, but you do kind of wonder, perhaps, if there is maybe some truth behind these other, criticisms of Rodgers that came from Jermichael Finley's agent, Greg Jennings' sister, and Shannon Sharpe of CBS, a broadcaster who's the brother of a former Packer. So there are kind of some connections there to the Packers organization that you just wonder about and say, are these opinions about Rodgers coming from players? And, you know, it's tough. There, on one hand, people love Aaron Rodgers' quirkiness. People absolutely love how he does the photobombing for the captain's photo every week. People love his interviews on his weekly radio show on the ESPN radio affiliate in Milwaukee. When he gets off topic and talks about, his personal life, his his like for the movie The Princess Bride, for example, another example of a quirky sense of humor. And those are things to laugh about. I think so. I like it too. I think those photo bombs are great. I too like the movie Princess Bride, and you know, so that, there you go. I mean, but there's a fine line here, I guess, when he apparently tried to be funny in this season-ending media availability session, and it fell flat. And, you know, I suppose we are maybe, you know, grasping at straws here to an extent in that I'm, you know, kind of putting Rogers under a microscope for an incident that, you know, was one moment in time among many moments that are unobserved. And there are probably so many examples of Rogers being a good leader that just go unreported, and you know, that only the people within the organization see, that, you know, this is perhaps maybe getting an inordinate amount of playtime, at least on this talk show, but, you know, perhaps other media outlets as well, including the Journal Sentinel's Packer Plus publication. So it's tough, but you know what? I forgot to mention too the whole 60 Minutes brouhaha this season on CBS, that Rogers, you know, kind of came off as hypersensitive. And I think he was. I think if he would have perhaps said that whole 60 Minutes thing, if he had just said, I wish they would have shown something or mentioned about the Mac Fund stuff that I did, seeing as they took all the footage and we granted them access to it. But then say, other than that, you know, it's okay, or, you know, I like the story. So again, that kind of goes into his whole persona as well with Aaron Rodgers. But again, maybe this will be a turning point in Aaron Rodgers' career, in which he realizes, okay, even the minutest details of my life are being perceived in perhaps a negative fashion, and as captain of the team and as the faces of the franchise, maybe I need to be more careful in the way I conduct myself, especially in the media, but need to be more of a leader as well on the team. And we'll see. But I think that's the way he needs to go about it, because Aaron Rodgers is on the cusp of signing a contract extension with the Packers. I think that's going to happen. And Aaron Rodgers is going to be the face of the franchise for another decade or so. You know, it might not end up being that long, but of course, you know, quarterback is one position in the NFL where you can probably play a little bit longer than perhaps some other positions that rely more so on speed. And I think sometimes you tend to see those kind of people fade away perhaps at the end, and their careers end a little faster than maybe a quarterback, whose smarts and knowledge of how to run an offense, and, you know, just the position in general from throwing and all that, sometimes age doesn't catch up quite as much to those things, and you just need a good leader. So, Aaron Rodgers is going to be the face of this franchise for a long time yet, at least in terms of football years. And, you know, he's not going to want to see articles like this in the future. And, you know, again, maybe it's a case of sour grapes as well. When you've got guys like Jermichael Finley, Greg Jennings, who maybe crave the spotlight. And again, I'm guessing here that this is like a hypothesis. So, you know, maybe it's a bit of sour grapes from that standpoint, in that Aaron Rodgers is getting the attention and they're not. Or maybe it's perceived as sour grapes by the media that Aaron Rodgers was, you know, he slighted the media for an interview, and thus they're going to point out his, you know, seemingly tiny flaw, in an article. So, I mean, people can perceive it this in that way as well. But I think it's an interesting story. I think Aaron Rodgers handled himself inappropriately in this one scene in the locker room interview to end the season here. I think it's something minor, relatively though, and is I don't see big flaws in his character, in that. You know, people will not rally around him as a leader. And you know, the comments I read all the time and hear from the players in the media, or, you know, in interviews, I should say, just have so much respect for Aaron Rodgers that it's incredible. So I do think that there's that as well. So that's the consensus here, my consensus, not everybody's, my opinion on Aaron Rodgers here this morning, is that takes up probably more than half the episode here of Railbird Central. You know, what else is in the media today? Aaron Rodgers, you know, apart from this whole deal about his leadership, through his support behind teammate Charles Woodson, in his interview on the ESPN Milwaukee affiliate there, in his weekly show yesterday, saying that, you know, wants to see him back. And again, I don't know how big of a story this is. Aaron Rodgers has thrown his support behind many teammates several times over the years. It's not Aaron Rodgers' decision. You know, it's Ted Thompson's decision, ultimately. And Ted's going to do what he's going to do, and everybody knows that. Ted Thompson has parted with aging veterans before. Recently, Chad Clifton, Al Harris, Mark Tauscher, Nick Collins, that's for injury, but you see, I mean, there's plenty of these, you know, stories here. And of course, more questionable ones where, you know, he lets them walk away in free agency, like Scott Wells and Cullen Jenkins, and perhaps, you know, big time mistakes there by Ted Thompson. But I mean, the future of Charles Woodson, I personally have a hard time seeing the Packers bringing him back at $10 million a season. I personally have a hard time seeing Charles Woodson accepting a large pay cut, because I think his role will be diminished in the nickel defense. I think we can see a guy like Casey Hayward playing the slot, and that doesn't mean Charles Woodson can't be on the field at safety, but, you know, we'll see what the future has in store for Charles Woodson. I'm guessing he's not a member of the Packers next season. That's my guess, and I know that's not an opinion held by everyone, but that's the way I see things going down. It's a shame, because I love Charles Woods. Love him. You know, he's been such a great player for the Packers, and it would be sad to see that era come to an end. And they really, if he's gone too, I mean, they really should throw a party for him and Donald Driver together, probably at Lambeau Field. Invite fans to come celebrate their walk down into the sunset or something. But it's something we'll continue to monitor throughout the off season as the, league year comes to an end here after the Super Bowl, as free agency and the draft approaches, and you start to see perhaps maybe the Packers formulating a plan of how they're going to replace him. And we kind of continue here with the replacement theme in that this week the Packers, of course, are looking at potential replacements, not just for Charles Woodson, at all positions. At the Senior Bowl this week in Mobile, Alabama, Ted Thompson he's there. You've seen in several reports that he's in Mobile along with many Packers scouts and perhaps executives this week at the top college All-Star event. So interesting talk coming out of there this week about some of the top prospects in the NFL draft. And we'll be excited on Friday, of course, to talk to Paul Guillemette, Pigskin Paul Guillemette, about that, about the Senior Bowl. He'll join us here on Railbird Central on Friday morning, same time, same place, 8:30 a.m. But yeah, I know Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel is there this week in Mobile. I know Bill Huber of Packer Report is there, and they're filing good reports. But I mean, folks, there's lots of good coverage of the Senior Bowl out there. If you want to read good stuff on the Senior Bowl, go to websites like OptimumScouting.com, WalterFootball.com, DraftCountdown.com. All these sites have people there in Mobile, and not to mention too. Our very own Andrew Garda of Cheesehead TV there. And you can see his work here on the Cheesehead TV front page. Of course, well, not while Railbird Central's going on, but when the show's done. So lots of good stuff out there about, who's looking good, who's looking bad. I just things I've seen a lot this week are left tackle Eric Fisher of Central Michigan being named, one of the top performers down there this week. Beep asks on the live blog, how important is the actual Senior Bowl game versus the lead up being more important to give teams access to players? Oh, there's no doubt about it that the week of practice at the Senior Bowl is infinitely more important than the game, in that you're seeing NFL scouting types, scouts, general managers, executives, get a look at these guys up close in the practice sessions, in many different drills. So you're seeing different skill sets highlighted or perhaps even exposed. You're seeing these one-on-one pass rushing drills where, one offensive lineman, his forte might be his power run blocking and he'll be exposed in pass protection. And another, his ability to pass protect and slide his feet in protection is his forte. And then, when it comes to the run game, he might not be quite as good. So it's that stuff, that you see, and you can see player strengths and weaknesses. And you can see that stuff in a game too. But, what happens now is, the scouts, the Packers are there from, they're there all week, almost probably Saturday, Sunday they arrive, and they have interviews with players throughout the week as well. Outside of practice, that's a big part of it as well. Things that aren't in the media at all, things that are just happen at night at the hotel. The Packers are interviewing players, things like that. And like today, tomorrow kind of wraps up the whole practice part of the Senior Bowl. And then, teams leave The Packers will leave. Ted Thompson will leave. The scouts will leave. And they'll watch the game on TV. But, you know, they don't need to be there live to watch the game. They can get film of it. You know, they don't need to be there. So that's why the practice part of it is so much more important at these all-star events, not just the Senior Bowl, all of them, the Shrine Game, you know, the ones that are already done. Next week is one more, I think the last one, the Texas versus the Nation game. So, cool stuff that's happening down there. As I was saying, lots of good coverage from Tyler Dunn of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel down at the Senior Bowl this week. He had the article yesterday, the interview with Ted Thompson, talking about the season in review. But, you know, there was interviews with Michigan quarterback Denard Robinson, kind of in a way comparing himself to Randall Cobb, you know, kind of a quarterback looking to become a receiver. Articles, just in today's JS Online or within the past 24 hours, you know, interview with Alabama linebacker Nico Johnson, I believe, comparing himself a little bit to Ray Lewis, or at least looking up to Ray Lewis as a leader. But, you know, then Dunn kind of goes into the Packers situation at inside linebacker as well. And I think all those things are really cool. And yesterday's article on Syracuse quarterback Ryan Nassib, working with Paul Hackett, formerly of the Kansas City Chiefs, who coincidentally also worked with Mike McCarthy while with the Chiefs. So kind of a connection to the Packers there a little bit. That those things are really cool. So a lot of good coverage of the Senior Bowl out there if you want to read up on some of these things. And again, we'll be talking to Paul Guillemette on Friday to kind of give you a little bit of a preview of the game, because I know I'll be watching on Saturday. Actually, I might not be watching, or at least live. I'll be recording, DVRing the game for sure. I got some plans on Saturday afternoon. I might not be able to watch the game live, but we'll definitely be checking it out for sure. And interesting to see how some of these guys do play in the game. I mean, the game is still important, and you want to see how they perform in a game. It's, again, just like you don't have to be there necessarily, like the scouts don't have to be there at the game to see these kind of things. You can see the exact same thing on TV, and perhaps the perspective will be even better when they get the game film and they get like the all-22 version of game film where they can, you know, from the end zone angle and can see everything they want to see or need to see. So, anyhow. That'll do it here. It's 9 o'clock here at Railbird Central. Thank you, everybody, so much for joining us here on Wednesday morning. We'll be back again on Friday. And I will mention, Friday will be the last time for Railbird Central for an entire week. Next week, I will be in New Orleans covering Super Bowl XLVII. What is that, 47 we on now? I'll be in New Orleans. I'm really excited to do that as a credentialed member of the media. And you know, being there, not going to have access to be doing Railbird Central in the morning. So, but I'll be providing all sorts of coverage that'll be at Cheesehead TV. So I'll give you lots of reading material and maybe even listening material through some pre-recorded podcasts as well. So we'll be there all next week, but still excited for Friday's episode of Railbird Central. We'll see you then, folks. We'll talk to you later. Thanks to Jamie Jors, our live blog director today. Make sure to stay tuned the rest of this week at Cheesehead TV for all your news needs. I leave you today with a song called Sometimes a River by String Cheese Incident on Psy Fidelity Records. See you later, everyone. Go Pack, go.
clean.